They drifted apart when he realized that all she wanted to do was sit for hours and listen to skiing on the radio. Later, he moved to Milan and was killed when a riot broke out at the La Scala candy counter during the second act of Rigoletto. Uncle Dagwood was a fun guy. He once claimed the most difficult thing he ever did was to take a shit in a phone booth without removing his overcoat. He met his wife, Spatula, at a UFO convention where she was conducting a basketball clinic for abductees. The instant they met, Dagwood knew she was his kind of woman. She had peach preserves in her hair and brown gravy caked on her neck. Spatula worked for years as an unregistered nurse and eventually ran off with an ironmonger. She and her new lover, Rolf, died in a blimp fire over Newfoundland, and Dagwood was killed in a barca lounger having rough sex with a Norwegian fisherman. Uncle Lucifer was my most interesting uncle. He was an elk hunter, but he wouldn't kill the elk. Instead, he would chase it down, knock it to the ground, and suck all the gristle out of its neck through a Donald Duck straw. He was fun to be with. He could eat a whole bowl of alphabet soup and then vomit up the vowels and consonants separately. His hobby was attending reunions of groups he never belonged to and pretending to be people who were long dead. Till the end of his days, Lucifer remained bitter that when he was a boy, there had been no seedless red grapes. He died in an Indiana furniture outlet when he was torn to pieces by a pack of Cape hunting dogs. Child care tip. Never use a hammer to smooth out the lumps on a newborn baby's head. Instead, wrap a soft, clean cloth around a 10-inch length of wood and pound each lump repeatedly until the larger ones are gone and the area is smooth. Follow up by rubbing vigorously with a wire brush. Remember, never use a hammer on a child of any age, especially an infant. A news report. The death of Humpty Dumpty. From the nursery newsroom, this is Keith Blanchgetter. A mystery on the West Side today with the apparent death of the beloved Humpty Dumpty. We begin our Action Central News team coverage tonight with Joni Wong at the scene of the tragedy. Thank you, Dan. Well, it's true. Humpty Dumpty is dead. The cause of death was apparently a great fall from this wall behind me. Joni, what's the scene like out there right now? Well, as you can see, police have taped off the area and are treating it as a crime scene, and no one seems to know why. According to one eyewitness, all the king's horses and all the king's men tried to put Humpty Dumpty back together again, but were unable to do so. We have with us now one of those king's men. What is your name, sir?
Dooley. Kevin Dooley.
And you're one of the king's men?
That's right. I've been one of the king's men for 17 years.
And you were the first on the scene?
That is correct. My partner and I responded to a 1043. That's an egg on a wall.
Egg on a wall?
Right. It's a routine call. We get them all the time. Usually by the time we arrive, the egg is gone. Or else we arrive and the egg is intoxicated and we have to remove him.
And what was different this time?
Well, this time we got a dead egg on our hands. He either fell or jumped. There's a chance he was pushed. We can't rule it out.
Is that why you're treating it as a crime scene?
That is correct. Crime scene people are checking the area now for trace evidence, hair and fibers, stuff like that.
We've been told that all the king's horses and all the king's men tried to put Humpty Dumpty back together again.
That's not completely true. Some of the king's horses and a few of the king's men, but not all. The king has a lot of horses and men. They're needed for parades.
So they weren't able to put him back together again?
No. He never had a chance. His yoke was broken. Once the yoke is gone on these eggs, it's all over.
Do the police have any theories?
We're developing leads at this time, questioning some other eggs who were seen with him earlier today. Apparently there was some drinking going on at a picnic. All in all, we're told there were about a dozen eggs out there, and I guess it got pretty rowdy. They were singing dirty songs and harassing females.
Can the public help?
We're asking people who may have information to call our tip hotline, 800-429-EGGS. All calls will be held in strict confidence.